Special testimonies for ministers and workers. Number 5. The character of our work. The greatest work is before us. The peril which threatens our usefulness, and which will prove our ruin if not seen and overcome, is selfishness. Placing a higher estimate upon our plans, our opinions, and our labors, and moving independently of our brethren. Counseled together have been the words repeated by the angels again and again. Satan may move through one man's mind to warp things out of their proper channel. He may succeed with two who view things in a similar light. But with several minds enlisted, there is greater safety against his wiles. Every plan will be more liable to be viewed from all sides. Every advance will be more carefully studied, so that no enterprise will be so likely to be entered upon which will bring confusion and perplexity and defeat to the work in which we are engaged. In union there is strength, in division there is weakness and defeat. God is leading out a people and fitting them for translation. Are we who are acting a part in this work standing as sentinels for God? Are we uniting our forces? Are we willing to become servants of all? Are we imitating the great pattern?